Lady Beavers softball team off to a big start here, 4-0. They got a big doubleheader win yesterday at Holcomb against the Longhorns, and they will now go to Lakin on Friday and then host Colby next Tuesday. We're talking with a couple of the sophomore players off the Lady Beavers squad, and starting off here with the, I guess you could call her the home run queen now for the Lady Beavers, and Mallory Cuppen. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, four home runs this year. That's pretty impressive. You have to be pretty happy with the start you guys are off to here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Yesterday, playing in a pretty tough team, Holcomb, and I know there's a lot of revenge there from, you know, the regionals of the last year, and you guys were down early, got tied up, and ended up winning game one late there and then controlling game two for the most part there. How fun was that yesterday?
It was a blast, especially that second game just – tearing their confidence down. That was really fun.
Yeah, and you know, you had to you played shortstop yesterday, and so how were you able to kind of survive that without inhaling a lot of dirt that was blowing right at you?
Well, I did inhale the dirt, and I slipped and fell one time. That was pretty exciting.
But did you feel pretty comfortable as the day went on there at shortstop?
Yeah, I was a little nervous at first, but as of the day went on, it kind of grew on me.
All right, but yeah, go kind of through your couple home runs there. You just kind of belted those.
Well, the first one, I was just kind of getting tired of not hitting the ball, so I was a little angry, and so I just gave it my all. And then the second one, I don't really even know. I just kind of swung really hard. I'm not really sure of the technique on those.
All right. Well, you look ahead here. You get Lakin on Friday, Colby on Tuesday. And what are some things that you're looking to do to improve?
I'm going to try to not strike out as much and also be more confident on the field, get some good throws.
All right. Well, you had a good start here, 4-0 on the year. Congratulations, and good luck to you coming up here next week here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Mallory Cup joining us here, and now we're going to be joined here with another sophomore in Cheyenne Kramer. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Well, you've been off to a pretty good start there in the circle there, and you know, yesterday it was a big early season challenge for you guys. You gave up the early home run, but I remember hearing Coach Meyer say that's only one run. But after that, you really settled down there, and you had a pretty big day. How'd you feel like your pitching was?
I felt like it was pretty good. I feel like our field played really good, too. Yeah, I thought we did really well.
Well, coming in and starting in a big role as a freshman, and now here you are as a sophomore and getting a lot of strikeouts, what are some things that you've changed up maybe a little bit from last year?
I've learned to slow down and not go as fast. Mm-hmm. Like, I go to the back of the circle and walk up and do everything. And also, like, having the 1 year of experience, I'm not as nervous as I was last year.
And you were making some pretty impressive fielding plays as well last year, or yesterday, excuse me. But, man, you made some tough plays look pretty easy.
I kind of just went after the ball and my body just kind of fell over itself. But it's okay.
It's all right. But, you know, to face a team like Holcomb, they've got some really good hitters. They've got a lot of good senior experience as well. What's probably the biggest takeaway from yesterday?
Probably not getting down after getting the early home run, and just being able to play with our team and play really good, and we all hit really well. And I think it was just a good game for us.
All right. Go to Lakin on Friday, and then get Colby at home next Tuesday. Another opportunity to get better, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, Cheyenne, good job yesterday there and so far this season. 23 strikeouts yesterday. Did the arm feel it afterward?
No, my legs did.
Your legs did. Ah, okay. That makes sense. Well, good luck to you coming up here over the next week.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Cheyenne Kramer joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we are joined here with Coach Aaron Myers, and I think you know, big early season test for you guys yesterday, and I know you have to feel pretty happy about how you guys were able to get a lot of success yesterday.
You know, we played really well, both sides of the ball. It was just very exciting, and it was exciting to see the girls work through the nerves and step up to the plate and just be ready to hit against Corinne. And you know, and Cheyenne, I've been noticing a lot that too about how much she is. She used to be so quick in between each pitches, and I've you know, she's really worked this summer to slow herself down. And you can just tell that, I mean, to me, she's pitching like a senior, you know, and like it's good to know that she's just a sophomore for us. So it's just good to see how much she's matured.
Well, you had some timely hits all across the board there for you guys yesterday, and I know break the two-all tie there. I believe it was Peyton or PJ Supas there that had the two-run home run that just didn't know if that was going to go out, but it hit the top of the fence and went out. And then the second one there, that was, I mean, she made me sound foolish because I said there was no way that the wind was conducive to home runs, and then she bombs one away.
I mean, honestly, you know, I think we had 5 home runs yesterday, and that the only one that really looked like that maybe it could have not gone over the fence if it wasn't windy was that one that hit the top of the fence and went over. But I mean, you know, all the other girls that hit their home runs yesterday, they were line drives. They would have gone out regardless of the wind or not. You know, it's nice to see these girls that, you know, I don't teach them to like hit home runs. I just always wanted them to just get a base hit, hit a line drive. That's what I want. And, you know, I've engraved in their head to try and hit so many line drives that if they hit a grounder, but they hit a 5-6 hole or hit a hole right up the middle, you know, they're like, oh my God, that was a terrible hit. I'm like, no, it wasn't. It was a good hit. You got on base. You found a hole, and that's okay too. So it's good to see how much these girls have really kind of, I guess, bought into my coaching and, you know, Boomer confident at the plate.
Well, you know, Corinne Johnson, a very good pitcher, and no doubt that those were two of the top pitchers in the league yesterday that dueled there. She started changing a lot of pitches up there during the both games there today, and yesterday you had to feel pretty proud about how your team was able to adjust to the count situations, what she was going to throw.
You know, this year I didn't do it so much last year. I never really know when to start kind of bringing this in, and I have a veteran team, and I've really been trying to coach on really how to hit an inside pitch and how to hit outside pitch, and you know, I think I'm coaching it too much. Some of the girls are thinking about it way too much. I just want you to hit the ball, really. But you know, that's a part of growing up, is really learning how to locate when you hit. So I kind of noticed the girls are really trying to change a little bit of practice. And you know, Karina is a good pitcher, but she kind of lost some steam there, and you know, in my opinion, even in the first game. And I think it just, you know, Cheyenne is in such good shape.
Yes.
I mean, she never slowed down. And, you know, I think it kind of shows a lot of my softball girls are multi-sport athletes. And I think it shows by, you know, playing a winter sport really helps you stay in shape and stay competitive.
Absolutely. Here, Coach Aaron Myers joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always, Coach, here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.